From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S.-led airstrikes killed three Islamic State leaders. The Pentagon says recent U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in Syria and Iraq have killed three senior Islamic State leaders, including the extremist group's financial chief. Coalition spokesman Steve Warren said Thursday that Abu Salah was responsible for coordinating the group's extortion activities. Colonel Warren called Salah one of Islamic State's most experienced leaders and said his death will disrupt its financing. More than 100 representatives wrapped up a meeting in Riyadh on Thursday with a plan for holding talks with the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The group still needs to pick its representatives for a negotiating team. In related news, diplomats from the United States, Russia, and the United Nations plan to meet Friday in Geneva to discuss ways to advance the peace process in Syria. A coalition of medical aid and relief organizations in Syria reports an escalation in attacks on hospitals and medical personnel. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The activists say hospitals, health workers, and ambulances in non-government-controlled areas in Syria have been targeted as a tool of war since the beginning of the crisis in 2011. They say doctors have been detained, tortured, and killed. Hospitals and ambulances have been systematically targeted by airstrikes and shelling, and medical supplies have been looted. Since the start of the war, they say 687 medical personnel have been killed, including 254 doctors, and 329 medical facilities have been attacked. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
This is VOA News.